Jacksonville's city council is getting a new alderman tonight. The council has been absent one member since the resignation of Ben Tomhave earlier this year from the 4th Ward. Mayor Andy Ezert will make the announcement during the workshop session. Also in the workshop, District 117 Superintendent Steve Potosik will provide a general update. Action items tonight include a resolution approving an agreement regarding the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. Aldermen are scheduled to vote on a motion to hire one probationary hoseman to the Jacksonville Fire Department. Things get underway at the Jacksonville Municipal Building at 6:30. Jacksonville firefighters put out a car fire in the parking lot of Walmart last night. Crews were called out at around 5:45 p.m. in the 1900 block of West Morton to find flames coming out from beneath the hood of a vehicle being driven by 18-year-old Colin Graham of Jacksonville. Reports indicate the car was totaled. There were no injuries. Crews were on scene for about 20 minutes. Jacksonville police made four arrests on Sunday. 23-year-old Stella Rostis of Chicago was booked at the Morgan County Jail at 1 a.m. for theft. Rostis has been released on bond. 52-year-old Stoney Wilson of the 800 block of South Main was booked at the county jail at around 5 a.m. for domestic battery. Wilson remains in custody. 54-year-old Terry Boyd of Pawnee was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 5:45 a.m. Sunday for possession of a controlled substance and retail theft. Boyd has been released on bond. 19-year-old Nicole Cantrell of the 100 block of Walnut was booked at the jail at around 2:15 yesterday afternoon for resisting a peace officer. Cantrell has been released on bond. Another local municipality has approved the use of utility task vehicles on village roads. Winchester Mayor Rex McIntyre says the village has allowed street-legal golf carts on roads for years. McIntyre says the popular demand from the public and the recent golf cart UTV actions passed by neighboring communities pushed the Winchester Village Board to approve the UTV ordinance on May 4th. While Winchester's UTV ordinance follows many of the same guidelines as Jacksonville's and South Jacksonville's, McIntyre says there are a few differences.
I think we have a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit established. We're not going to allow the sport models that have the higher speeds. These are going to be used for people that are actually using them for work.
While Winchester's UTV ordinance, McIntyre says the guidelines were established to increase safety in the village.
People were concerned about being able to police them, and like I say, that's one of the main reasons we're going to not allow sport vehicles. One of our local women, her father has a utility vehicle, and she was very, very helpful in getting it passed. She brought in some literature and showed, you know, what was going on in surrounding areas, plus showed the difference between the UTVs and the ATVs or the sport vehicles.
Utility task vehicles in Winchester will not be permitted on highways, Main Street, or around the downtown square. McIntyre says nobody for the village has yet applied for a license at this time. In other Winchester news, the farmers market is coming to the downtown square in a few weeks. McIntyre says it's drawn some interest from the community and hopes it picks up steam by the end of the month.
We'd like to see maybe people from Calhoun bring up their peaches and stuff like that, but no, it's not limited to just Winchester area people, no.
Starting the first week of June, the farmers market will be open on Thursday evenings from 4 until 7 p.m. With just 9 days left in the spring legislative session, Governor Bruce Rauner is urging lawmakers to come together and pass a balanced budget along with some of his proposals. Governor yesterday said he's already made significant compromises and whittled down his demands. He asks lawmakers to do the same, but says this is his biggest priority.
I've never said there has to be absolute any one thing. What we've got to do is have true reforms that actually matter, that actually move the needle. Workers' comp reform is probably one of the most important things we can do. Another huge priority is to get a handle on our property taxes.
Session ends May 31st, and after that date, it takes more votes to get bills passed. The state has been without a budget since last July.
Barfield Carpets asked me to remind you that this holiday is more than just barbecuing, making it to the beach, or taking a break. It's about our people, including our military and first responders and their families, that make sacrifices every day so we can enjoy our family more. Remember to celebrate safely as you enjoy this time of year with family and friends. First quality carpets and first quality installations. Barfield Carpets, 243-2655. And God bless America.
News notes this morning, Jacksonville's Heritage Cultural Center Board of Directors will meet at 5:15 at the Jacksonville Municipal Building. The South Jacksonville Personnel and Finance Committee will meet at 6 p.m. at Village Hall. Today is the last day for class in District 117 schools. Passavant Area Hospital holds yoga class tonight at 7 o'clock. The Jacksonville NAACP will meet at 6:30 for its monthly meeting at the Jacksonville Public Library tonight. And the Morgan County Board of Commissioners will meet at 9 o'clock this morning at the Morgan County Courthouse.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.